Hallelujah.
The Lord is beautiful. See all those wonderful testimonies?
You cannot reach them. Glory to God. I shared one testimony yesterday at my Singapore chapter. You know, I said that my wife will soon return home. Now the children all are just... So with university, only one remains now in the university, and he's a man. So my wife can return home now. Amen. God is so beautiful. Now he just moved us into our house. Are you following me? God doesn't do anything late. Lateness is a human factor. You think that it is late. But when God wants to do it, is when he will do it. And it is the right time.
Yes.
I'm surprised at God's way of talking to people. He will tell Father Abraham, by this time next year, at the right time of life, Sarah will have a son at the age of 90. But it was the right time. It was not changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have furniture now out there, of course. Have it? Thank God. My wife thought we should carry them home. I don't particularly bother myself about all of this. I do things to God. So does she too. You follow my point? Okay. So we don't try to break our neck or anything. This young man, one of our retired children in the U.S., he's an able guy, nice guy, Chiman. He just went to my wife, said, Mommy, I can help you to ship these things to Nigeria. Free of charge. My wife called me. I said, wow. I went home. Dresser, entertainment center. They bring that, the first batch. But did they go back? The first batch is there. Yeah. He will ship them to Nigeria and clear them. All I have to do is go pick them up. God is awesome. God is awesome. I told them yesterday at my chapter, I said, I thank God that they do need the grace to teach what I teach and believe in it. Because if you teach it and it doesn't minister to you, your ministry may bless others, but for you, it is not profitable. Why will you be the kaya, the alarm? I will follow my point. God is so beautiful. So by the grace of God, next week I'm going to take up to pick them up.
Hallelujah!
Things are so heavy. I'm thinking of medical. Wait a minute. If God brought them from America, what is paper to love it? Give Jesus a clap up. Amen. God is awesome. God is awesome. I can't get over it. It's too much. Glory to God. He proves himself as God. Let me continue with the teaching. It is part of the teaching.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Not from that.
It is.
A lot.
like I thought. So, I started to look for a vehicle. I said, I have to buy a vehicle that will carry me about and serve the ministry. So I was looking for a van. And of course, the vans that were around there were light hills, high hills. I hope all of my point. People begged me, please don't buy a van. I said, I'm going to buy a van. Please don't buy a van. At that time, Obasanjo had just done some of these things. And people buy Mercedes. Mercedes became the commonest car. I don't follow my point. Please buy Mercedes. I said Mercedes. But Mercedes cannot carry me to the village. We go to a crusade. A Mercedes will be almost useless. We carry generator. We carry food. We carry everything. We carry a public address system. What will a Mercedes do? I said, I'm not buying a Mercedes then. We don't want our GO to be driving a bus. Look, I'm a village GO. Can you get me? I'm a village GO. Lagos GO. You can ride your Mercedes. I'm not worried about you. I said, I'm buying a bus. Why don't you buy Mercedes now? God will provide for the bus later. Why don't I buy the bus now? And God will provide for Mercedes later. Why must it be this way and not the other way?
I have a problem with my children. Because when you buy a vehicle, your children ought to like it.
I hope you follow me now. Your children ought to like it. So I called the children. Two of them, two were in the U.S., two were here with me. The youngest two were here with me. Funtu and Shehu. I called the children. I said, listen, we are going to buy a vehicle. I said, it is good to buy a vehicle that will carry us and serve the ministry. I said, eventually, God will provide for us to buy another one for pleasure. I said, you understand? They said, yes, Dad. They said, but buy a beautiful one. The desire of children, you know. Then I said, okay. I then told God, I said, aha, buy a beautiful one. I don't know a beautiful light, so. You just guide me. Just show me what to buy. So one night I slept. So look, God relates with the sincerity of your heart. I think it was last week I said it here. No matter how beautiful your voice is when you sing, people may praise your voice, but what God is hearing the most is your heart. If your heart is not clean and your voice is so beautiful, it does not ascend to the throne of God. You are singing to the flesh. People will say, wow, beautiful voice. But God has to hear your heart. So I slept and saw this revelation. I saw that I traveled to help some people to buy their cars. And then I traveled with somebody to buy my own. And we went round. Finally, we came to this vehicle. We inspected it. We went to the back. We liked it. But when we got to the back, by the plate license, there was a dent. So, in the revelation, we now saw it had a dent by the plate license. And the man just said to me, don't worry about the dent, sir. We will just pull it out. And I woke up. Not long after that, I had to travel to Kutanu with a dealer because I know about vehicles. I learned that in the US, working on vehicle engines and so on and so forth. So Professor Adedio and I in New York wanted to buy a car. Dr. Titilo, you wanted to buy a car. So I agreed to go with the dealer to help them check it out. Because a dealer, once he buys it and brings it, that's all, it's your own. I hope you follow my point.
Okay, so I went with the dealer. We bought Professor Adedira's own. He's still driving it, Mercedes-Benz. Titi Lawyer's own, we couldn't buy that time. Then I went back with the same dealer to buy my own, just like in the Revelation now. Then we looked around all over the place. We couldn't get something to buy. There were cars and cars. Vans of some, two light years or so. Then finally we got to this French man who had vehicles packed. Mitsubishi L300s. They were different. There are many on the road now. I hope you follow me. There was this one. Never seen anything like it before. How much? He told us. We priced it. He said this is where he's going to stop. Wham! While we were there talking, a Nigerian came who had plenty of money and told the Frenchman, he looked at the vehicle. I will pay you so much for this vehicle. The Frenchman shook his head like this. He said, I sell to this man. I couldn't believe it. The Nigerian had offered him more than what he was telling me. Then the dealer and I, we looked at each other. This is something. Then we got down, we inspected the car, we went to the back. Plate license, there was a dent. And the dealer said, don't worry, sir, we will just pull it out. I said, that is my vehicle. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. I said, we're buying it. It's my own. Those who knew the van, there was not another one like it. Not another one. I will park in town. People will say, excuse me, Charlie Wolf. So may we inspect it? I said, go ahead. They will inspect it. They will go around. And I told people, I said, look, me, the person who said, I don't want Ferrari. I hope you follow me now. God said, so you don't want it. Well, then get a beautiful one. I hope you are following me now. So beautiful. Up till today, I haven't seen one. No kidding. Exactly like it. There are many Mitsubishi L300s around now. But not one. You know when you have just bought a vehicle, you are traveling, you are looking for others like it. I mean, naturally, you'll be looking. Never saw one exactly like it. That when God makes a decision in your life, your decision will be, what the decision he makes for you will be a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us trust God. Let's put our trust in him. The Lord is so beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today and Thursday, I think we will round up on Jubilee. So we proceed with Jubilee. And last week, we looked at some explanations, things that have to do with Jubilee. We looked at what John said. And I think we start with Nicodemus. And when we talk about Nicodemus, we're talking about the born again phenomenon. And we explained that actually you get born again three times. But the first born again is what most people talk about. You get born again in your spirit. It happens once in your lifetime. But Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must also be born of water and of the Spirit. And we said, of water, the symbolic baptism, which says that here was your old life. Now you are dead and buried with Christ Jesus. Now you are resurrected into new life in Christ Jesus. And after that, be born of the Spirit, which is the outward manifestation of the presence of the Spirit of God in you, until your bodily activities begin to show forth the righteousness of God. That is no fruit. Are you with me? And it is by their fruit that you know them. And fruit refers to your outward bodily activities, not what is going on inside you, which people do not see, but what people can see because you can, the fruit on a tree, you can see. You don't see how materials are flowing inside the tree to bring forth the fruit. Are you following me? But when the fruit comes out, you see the fruit. That is the third born again. When your body also has changed from performing the wrong activities to now perform the activities that show forth righteousness. Hallelujah. It is at that point that you actually enter. You have entered the kingdom of God. Remember he said, except you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter. Abi? Yes. That is when you have entered the kingdom of God. In other words, you have now started to live like a Christian. Not just seeing how Christians live. I hope you follow my point. Not just seeing how Christians live. Not just understanding how Christians live. Because Muslims can tell you how Christians live. They tell us. Are you with me now? They tell us. Somebody gave a testimony at the village last Sunday. One old man. Oh, the man who came here for treatment the other time. Okay. He gave a testimony last Sunday. He talked about one of his relatives who's very high up in Islam. Those who stand and preach in the market and people gather, you know? Okay. He said when he got converted, he now saw the man and they were talking. And he now told the man, I don't pray the Muslim way anymore. I'm not a Muslim anymore. I have become a Christian. So the man said, you have become a Christian? Oh, yes. Me, I have become a Christian. The man said, well, it's okay. It's okay. You know, you have made a good decision. Yes. So the man said, you have made a good decision. Look. The Christians, they understand what they're doing. We don't understand our own. We are just doing it. The Christians have it. We don't. Say, look, even me too. If it were not the position that I am, I would have changed like you. I would have changed like you. So they see it. But they have not entered. Are you following me? And that's what Jesus is talking about. That when you get born again in your spirit, they begin to teach you. And you begin to see how to live as a Christian. But seeing it doesn't mean that you have entered. There are pastors who preach it, but who don't live it. To know that you have entered, you have to live that life of a Christian. That is when you have entered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, the born again thing, Matthew 7:24-27, you know the story. I'll save some time, I'll just tell you the story. It's the story of the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man wanted to build his house. Where did he lay the foundation? On the rock. He dug and laid his foundation on the rock. On the rock. And he built the house. And when trouble came, the house stood firm. But the foolish man laid his foundation where?
Sand.
And when trouble came, the house fell. And says the word of God, great was the fall thereof. Who is the rock?
Jesus.
Who is the sand? Invariably, that is what people say. They say,
Adam.
I think I have said it here before.
Adam.
Adam. Adam. Leave Satan alone. It's Adam. What he's saying is this. If you continue to do your good works in the lineage of Adam, you have failed. You must be born again. Come to the rock, Jesus. Then begin to do your good works. Then you have made it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you have made it. That is what it is about. In one of my, well, in my book now, Jesus and You, it's there now, the whole thing is there now. I was saying, I don't care how good you are as an engineer. Go and lay a foundation on sand and begin to build your skyscraper. But go try it physically and see what will happen. Have you ever seen houses in Lagos built near the beach where they have driven the water with sand? And they will tell you the houses are sinking. Eh? Ah, they begin to sink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God we're born again. So, yes, sir.
What does rock become
eventually? What does rock become?
Sand.
What does sand become?
Sand.
Sand is rock. Sand is sand. Rock is rock. Some weathering may take place. It is called weathering. Some weathering may take place. And some rock may chip off.
And become sand.
And become sand. But the rock is still a rock. Okay. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love Dr. Lubanayu's questions. When I was in the United States doing my graduate work, doing my PhD, I was a university fellow. So I was doing some teaching, they were paying me. And those of us who teach, you know, in the U.S., there are geniuses. There are people who are geniuses from childhood. You can tell. So you may have one in your class. So those of us who teach, if I take this class in this course, and somebody else takes another course at the same level, sometimes we're talking. Do you have this guy in your class? Yes. How do you find him? Wow, he's something. Because the questions they ask will put the lecturer to task. Are you following me?
Yes.
So before the lecturer goes to class, he gets it straight. Students who make the lecturer work hard. Hallelujah. Teaching here, believe me, I really never had a student who gave me a challenge. I used to tell them. Students here, they don't give you a challenge. Even if you are writing on the blackboard and you make a mistake, they won't tell you. They are afraid. Why? The teacher is not perfect. If you're writing, you make a mistake on the blackboard, a student says, excuse me, sir, you wrote this, they will just keep quiet. That is what they say. We have a very bad kind of orientation in this country. Very bad orientation. Okay, let's go on anyway. Praise the Lord. So let us now begin to look at certain things that we are told under the new covenant about our liberty now, because we are in Christ now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This jubilee has started. It will never end by God's grace.
Amen.
Because when Jesus gives you life, John 10:10, he gives you more abundantly. You're not supposed to go back to that life which is not abundant. Ultimate abundant life is in eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But begin it here now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are challenges. And in order to enjoy abundant life here, you have to ignore the pain of the challenges. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And focus to heaven. Let us look at the Bible now. Because that, if you don't do that, you will not enjoy your jubilee. Hallelujah. I'll just be reading some passages and we'll talk briefly where necessary. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted. That is pain. Are you with me? So in your liberty, you know that you can be persecuted. You can be subjected to pain, torment. He says, but blessed are you, risen. You will inherit the kingdom of heaven. He said, don't focus on the pleasure on earth. Focus on your reward in heaven.
Hallelujah. That is how to enjoy your liberty here.
Next. 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. You are being persecuted. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. How on earth do you rejoice and be exceeding glad under persecution? Can you see? Can you see your liberty? He says, jubilate as you are persecuted. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Remember I was saying, under the old covenant, jubilee was a release of worldly things and the flesh. Are you following me? But now you begin to see totally a release of the spirit, even when the flesh is still bound in persecution. He's saying, but your spirit is set free. So jubilate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spirit is set free. According to it. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. They understood it of old. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. When I hear a minister tell somebody, no, once you give your life to Jesus, your problems are over. Are they over?
No.
But how you handle problems become different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How you handle the problems become different. I tell people, look, nobody, I cannot tell you, once you give your life, it's all over. But you have an approach that is now different, and you can take victory. The process of taking victory may yet involve some pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Some years ago, Mr. Yemi, who gave us this building? He's from a Muslim family. And at that time, I think he was two of them, men. I think we were the only ones who were converted. One of his sisters had a child that was sick, a son. So he directed her here. The lady came alone, not with the son. Where is your son? The son was in one Aladura house. They were doing job on him. You share? So I ministered Christ to her. She was afraid of her husband. She said, if I don't accept Jesus, will he not heal my son? I said, he can heal your son without you accepting him. I said, but I'm saying, even if your son should die, you still need Jesus. Let us face it. You still need him. So finally, she went away, never came back again. But there was a young lady that we brought here some time ago. Afusa, she may walk in any day when she's on vacation again. She's an Ilorin girl. Many of you know him. I know her. Many of you know her. Afusa, you've seen her before. Her son was sick. She started to run around. She went to Aladura, everything. Then went to this Christian group. Eventually, her son died. But she gave her life to Christ. And she told the people, look, the thing that brought me to Christians was my son's sickness. My son eventually died. But what I saw interacting with Christians convinced me that this is the way to heaven. They took her before the emir. They have beaten her like crazy. I'm not kidding you. I know her family. I know her father. Her father, by the grace of God, we went to visit her father. And there we witnessed to her father. And he gave his life to Christ. Old man. And her brother, who was feeding the father, said, go and be your bad Christian. I won't give you any sustenance. Make you take your thing. Take your money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She told them. She told the emir. She said, look. It's not, I'm not getting money from them. Look, the thing that took me there, I didn't get it, but I saw something. I saw something. And that is what I'm going to be. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So don't think that in Christianity you don't suffer anything. For the word of the apostle said, we must, through a lot of tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only so, Romans 5:3, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and so on and so forth. Go and read. Praise the Lord. All I want to bring out is that, hey, you glory in tribulation. Do you see that the devil is put to shame? Isn't he? Isn't he? He's put to shame. If you glory in tribulation, the devil is put to shame. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 7:4, great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Hallelujah. Can you see liberty? Can you see jubilee? In all our tribulation, I feel comfortable. I feel joyful. I said to people, yes, Jesus said, I give you my peace, and not as the world gives. And he said, my peace no man can take from you. But I tell them, yes, no man can take it, but you have the power to cast it away. You can cast it away. And what the scripture is saying here is that, hey, in all tribulation, I choose not to cast my peace away. I keep it, and I rejoice. Hallelujah. I keep my peace and I rejoice in all tribulation. That is jubilee. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. What was John doing at the Isle of Patmos? Who can tell me? He was exiled there. He was sent there on exile, banished to the island of Patmos. But there, he did not lose his contact with God. The agony of being isolated was there. But the liberty of the Spirit could not be tampered with. I have told you about prisoners here in the Lord, when we go on prison ministries, who are thanking God because they are now in prison. Because there they discovered that some ills that they do, some bad habits that they have, which are not available in prison, they discovered, after all, you can live without them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is really something. He was banished there. The emperor who banished him, I thought, you will find a way there. He was not to find a way. What he just did was to give him more time to relate with the Spirit of God. Look at the liberty of the spirit of man when you are in touch with God. That there, a prisoner on the island, he could hear the voice.
Come here and see.
And he said, I was taken in the spirit. Eh? Beyond this world. Taken up to heaven. Who can bind you when God has set you free? Nobody can keep you bound. He went beyond this world. He actually went into heaven. And he started to see things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your liberty is not about your flesh. Your jubilation is not in your flesh. Your jubilation is about your spirit. Set free forever and ever. So that no matter what you go through on earth, you still have your liberty. You still jubilate. Hallelujah. You still jubilate. You still have your liberty. Because you're not looking at things here. You're looking way out into heaven. Looking towards your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes, Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria. That is what brought us here. Have you? Nigeria's Jubilee. And remember, somebody asked a question. What is it? What are we rejoicing about? So, well, Nigeria as a nation, as an administrative nation, has nothing to dance about. When I was in the United States, there was this lady, a nurse, who was sharing with me. She went to a hospital, or where she was working, I don't remember now. She was in a hospital, and mothers sat down with their babies. And she saw this baby. Like you play with a baby, you know? And she played with the baby, and the baby laughed. And she saw that the baby had all of the teeth of an adult. And at that time, the baby had been about 15 years old, but was a baby, but had teeth. You could see, wait till be this one, though. Dr. Lubani is nodding. Can you tell us more about it? Yes. You see, we are very rich here. Yes, sir.
Well, there is a medical condition.
Yes.
Which the growth hormone in whatever form.
Yes.
Just remains static.
Yes.
So wherever you reach, either physical or other development, just stop there.
Yes.
And I'm not sure they have been able to find, you know, solution to that yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what you have as your own explanation, but this,
okay,
this is the little I can talk about, sir.
Well, he's a medical doctor. I surrender. What he said is what I would have said, my biology. It's hormone-based. Yes. Nigeria is like a baby that's growing teeth, but not growing. We know how to bite and suck. We are not growing as a nation. And it's shameful, very shameful. There's another medical condition, which I'm sure you will know. It's called pygeria. A child. It's the opposite of the first one. In this one, you grow old very fast. By the time the person is maybe 10, 12, 15, he's an old, when you see him, he's an old man. No kidding. He's an old man. Unless they tell you he's only 15. What? Now, I hope that we are not going to, God won't let it, that we will not go so fast and go to the grave. If God has to separate us, to make us grow. I think it's beautiful. But if he wants to keep us together and make us grow, it is still beautiful. Like we have said here, your prayers. Thy will, O Lord, be done. Thy will be done. We discussed it yesterday at my chapter. And again, we stressed. Don't tell God, please, we don't want a revolution. Please, we don't want... Thy will be done means thy will be done. Don't tell him, don't give him any protocol. Don't give him any protocol. Let him carry it out. Just have mercy on those who call on your name. Hallelujah. Thursday we will round up. We'll look at aspects of our eternal jubilee. We have entered into it now, looking into heaven. Then we'll see what the eternal jubilee looks like. That is the joy of the believer. It is not this world. Like I said some time ago, who wants to inherit this earth which is reserved unto fire anyway? Everything will be consumed with fire. The elements will melt under the power of fervent heat. The elements will melt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure, there is a better world somewhere. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let me stop here. Let's ask questions. Yes, sir. Dr. Olubani?
Sorry, there are times, even with what we know of God.
Yes.
We know it's not man that he will repent.
Yes.
But you can go to him. I mean, Nineveh.
Yes.
A typical example. I mean, he sent Jonah there. He would destroy them. He went around the town for 3 days. They all went in sackcloth and.
Yes.
And God changed his mind.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, with all this jubilee cry which we did.
Yes.
I know the Lord's will be done.
Yes.
But in me, I'm believing that it will be for good.
Oh, yes. God's will is for good. God's will is for good.
Okay.
When he devastated Egypt, it was for good. Didn't you read in the Psalms? Where the psalmist is glorifying him for what he did to the Egyptians, for how he destroyed Og, and all and Sihon and all of those kings, how he's glorified. Is he not glorified?
He's glorified. He's punishing them for what they did too. I mean, it's good.
He is God.
Saying, yes, he's God.
He's God.
Yes. But anyway, I won't say more.
Okay.
I want to believe prayers.
You want Nigeria to remain as one.
Amen.
That is your summary.
Amen.
So, God's will does not have to be done.
No, I haven't said so.
But this is your own will.
What I will for Nigeria.
Your will.
What I will
is for Nigeria to be one.
Yes. And that's what I
pray. Okay, somebody just corrected me. You said wish.
A wish, okay.
Wish. Let us take the correction. The wish.
It's Baba who will say wish and will.
It's all, the wish. The wish. They are not the same, they are different. See, wish is what you desire. Will is what you are going to do.
Okay, wish. My wish for Nigeria is we stay together.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't mean I know what kind of wish. God will be done.
Okay.
God will be done.
Now it's settled. God's will be done. So when you pray, don't emphasize your wish. Emphasize thy will be done. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
At times there are situations where we know the will of God.
Yes.
When we know the will of God, do we still need to pray thy will prayer? At least we will be specific. And if that will tallies with our wish, we can make that specific request.
Okay. He says, sometimes we already know the will of God. Shall we again pray and say, thy will be done? Of course, why not? Why not? You can still say so. Father, this is what you have said. Thy will be done. By the time Jesus was saying, let it be your will, Jesus already knew the will of God. Didn't he? He knew. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
A very good contact for him would be 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse chapter 17, where God told David what he was going to do.
And David said, this is what you have said.
Yes.
So let your will be done. Yes. Do according to what you have said to your servant.
Yes.
Yes. Very correct. But God's will was done. That's not it.
any setting out of.
Yeah. He is God. Let him do his will. And God's will was done. According to what God said, he did.
Hezekiah said something similar to that. He said, so long as it doesn't happen on my time.
So. Amen. Hallelujah.
It should not be.
Yes, ma'am.
When the will of God prevailed in Ghana, when people are saying that now doctor said we should come together, if the will of God wants us to separate and let everything be good, let's the will of God.
That's what we're saying.
That's what
happened in Ghana. Now Ghana is the best place to live now. Most of our children wants to go to Ghana for university education.
Yes.
So the will of God did that one to Ghana. So that's what we are praying for for Nigeria.
Yeah.
Let the will of God be done.
Let God's will be done. Yes. Yes.
Who says the will of God for Ghana? It's the same for Nigeria.
Nobody said so.
Nobody
has said that the will of God for Ghana is the same for Nigeria. She didn't say that.
No, I'm just taking from
okay. So it is not necessarily what somebody wishes, but what God will rather do. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we're talking about the will of God, there is nothing we can do to circumscribe it or to go around it. About last week, I had a revelation, which is very serious. The first one was that I had a field, there's a field they showed to me. I was taken to that field, very wide field, but was evenly divided, shared. At one side of the field, there were so many people in this country killing themselves, hacking themselves, that I could see literally blood flowing. There was darkness in that place. At the other right hand, there was light. I saw people, Christian, I cannot number them too. They were, but not too as much as many as these people. All right. So when I woke up in the morning, I told my wife, I said, "CEO, I said to thy will be done.
Be done.
This should be our prayer for this country."
Yes.
Now, 3 days later, I was carrying in the same revelation to the same field where it is shared equally. Here there was darkness, here there was light. And in that place where there was darkness on the left side, there was a great storm. That storm was pulling trees as heavy as Iroko and turned them upside down. And was this, it was sporadic, it was wild. But this place, there was quietness. I was told, these are Christians, these are people of God. They will remain in peace. In this country, so if the will of God must be done, let it be done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any other question or comment? Anybody? Beautiful. Let us begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let everybody just pray. Just bless the name of the Lord. Give thanks to God. Declare his greatness. Proclaim his majesty. And tell him again, Father, this is Nigeria again. Thy will be done. It is the prayer of surrender and acknowledgement that God is omniscient and we cannot give him any protocol to follow. He has always done. Is there anybody here who says, "I want to give my life to Jesus today"? Anybody? Please raise up your hand so that I can pray with you. Anybody? Commit other things that we have to do today unto the Lord. Thank God for the spirit of counsel. Thank him for his protection, his loving kindness, his tender mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bring our prayers to a close.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A good clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.